Hey, welcome to Why Am I a Knicks Fan? I'm comedian Miller Mark. It's time to put on your knickers and talk some Bockers basketball. And guess what? We're in season 5 of this lovely podcast. And a lot happened since the last podcast. First off, the NBA draft happened, but the Knicks didn't have any picks, so we didn't do anything on draft night. There's also a new collective bargaining agreement, which I'm not going to get into the particulars because it's a lot of math and everything, but if you go over each threshold, you really get penalized. And the Knicks are kind of right under, I think, the first apron or whatever they call it. So that's going to change a lot of things in the landscape of the NBA, like as far as player acquisitions, player salaries, and all that fun stuff. Also, Carmelo Anthony officially retired, and there was a lovely, like, everybody congratulating him. And there's some talk about the Knicks retiring his number. I'm not a big fan of that because I didn't think he accomplished enough here, but he is a fan favorite, so his number is probably getting retired and heading up to the Garden Rafters, which I'm fine with. I mean, he was a fine player, just not enough team success for my liking. And if you're going to retire his number, you better retire like Bernard King, Charles Oakley. All right, well, now Charles Oakley is never getting retired as long as James Dolan owns the team. But his number should be retired in my mind. Love the Oak Man. All right, so Derrick Rose, the team declined his option, and he ended up leaving and signing with the Memphis Grizzlies, which is kind of a homecoming for him because he went to school at University of Memphis or Memphis University, whatever it's called. So I hope he has a great season. A lot of the Knicks said he still has a lot left in the tank, so he's definitely going to help out the Grizzlies this year. Josh Hart ended up accepting his player option for $12.9 million after kind of hinting that he might not accept it or whatever the term is, or exercise it, I guess is the term. We also signed Dante DiVincenzo for 4 years, $50 million, which will really help our three-point shooting and our perimeter defense. And he's a Villanova guy. He won a couple titles with Hart and Brunson, so we're kind of reuniting all the Nova boys. Also, there was a video and audio leaked of Obi Toppin's altercation after Game 4 with Thibodeau. He like was screaming at him, saying he doesn't know how to coach and everything. So you knew what was going to happen next. Yeah, Obi Toppin got traded to the Indiana Pacers for 2 second-round picks and a trade exception. I don't know who we're going to use that on, but hopefully something good. But I'll have to research that and tell you in future podcast episodes. Julius Randle had arthroscopic surgery on his ankle, but he should be ready for training camp. And so that kind of, in my mind, helps the excuse of he was just banged up during the playoffs. Now, I know a lot of Knicks fans hate him, but I'm still a fan of Randle. He's just a little temperamental, but he's just got to calm down a little bit and just play hard. Also, Brunson and Hart are playing for Team USA at the upcoming FIBA World Cup. I don't know what that says about Team USA, but it'll be cool to watch them in the summer. Hopefully bring home the gold. Also, we signed Jalen Martin to a two-way deal. He's an overtime elite prospect. He's a wing. He's only 19 years old, so I love the two-way signing, which means he can play for the Westchester Knicks or the New York Knicks if he's really playing well. And also, we have Summer League coming up, which is my favorite time of the year, and I'll be talking about the schedule in the next segment. But some guys to look at, I forgot to mention that Isaiah Roby, who we picked up as a backup power forward because the Spurs waived him. We couldn't play him in the playoffs, but he would have helped out. Because a couple years ago, he had a phenomenal season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. By phenomenal, I mean for a role guy. I think he averaged 10 points, 5 boards. And he's a big guy, and he's going to be competing for the backup power forward role that we used to give to Toppin. but obviously Toppin's with the Pacers now. So he's a guy I'm really excited to get a look at during Summer League. There's also Jalen Martin, who I'm really excited to see, the guy I just talked about that we signed from Overtime Elite. 19 years old, a 19-year-old wing, and he had connections to Charlie Ward, which our former point guard, is all you know. And so that's kind of how we got the intel on him and everything. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing Trevor Keels, our draft pick from 2022 in the second round. Now, there's some sites that don't have him on the Summer League roster, but I'm hoping he's on there because some sites say he is on the roster. So I'll officially know when Summer League for the Knicks kicks off tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm just really excited to get Summer League off, and I'm going to come back in a second. All right. Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention in the opening is that the Knicks parted ways with Scott Perry, our GM, for the past, I think, since 2017, because I'm reading it right now. I know since 2017. And he just got, in 2021, a two-year contract extension. But I guess Leon Rose just doesn't think he's the man for the job anymore. He had some highs, he had some lows, but his contract expired this summer, so they just didn't offer him another contract, and so they parted ways with him. Yeah, so the upcoming schedule is all Summer League action, my favorite time of the year. It tips off tomorrow for the Knicks at 5 p.m. Eastern time against the Philadelphia 76ers. And then the 9th, Sunday, I think. Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm screwed up on days here. We're 5:30 at 5:30 Eastern time, we're playing the Nets. And then on the 12th, 8 p.m., we're playing Orlando. And then on the 14th, we're playing the Celtics at 7 p.m. And obviously, there'll be hopefully a playoff game. I think everybody gets a playoff game. But hopefully, once again, like last year, we're in the championship game. So I'm super excited to kick off Summer League, and that's the upcoming schedule. All right, cool. All right, the 12th man is in the game, which means this podcast is almost over. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Why Am I a Knicks Fan, on Twitter at Why Am I Knicks Fan, Facebook fan page, Why Am I a Knicks Fan. You can email the show, Why Am I a Knicks Fan, at Outlook.com. I almost didn't finish that sentence. I really appreciate you all listening, and I want to thank the jazzy new music, thanks to my buddy, Michael Redial. All right, I'll catch you all next time. Have a good one.